It's summertime, and people cope with the heat in part by breaking out their flip-flop sandals, and maybe that's not always a good idea. Podiatrist Rock Positano is director of the non-surgical foot and ankle service at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City, and I asked him what, aside from blisters and stubbed toes, are the dangers associated with wearing flip-flops.
Well, look, it's like anything else, Michelle. What you need to realize is it's how you wear the shoes. I have no objection when patients say, hey, Dr. Positano, what is the best way to wear these types of shoes? And I always say, look, use your head. If you're hanging out by the swimming pool or hanging out on the beach, they really cause no damage or no problem. When people develop problems is when they wear them in unusual situations, such as taking 5-mile hikes or standing on their feet for possibly 5 to 10 hours on a trip. That's when they unfortunately cause some of the problems that we have been seeing, unfortunately, here at the Hospital for Special Surgery.
What kind of problems have you been seeing?
Well, we see tendonitis problems, particularly heel problems, Achilles tendon problems. We see ankle injuries. We see actually other things that are connected to the body because, unfortunately, these shoes have no significant orthopedic support for the foot and the ankle. And of course, as Leonardo da Vinci taught us, that the foot and ankle is the most important part of the body because it makes contact with the body first. And if the shock is not absorbed or the force is not absorbed appropriately from the ground, it gets transmitted to other parts of the body. So what will happen, it'll start as a foot issue, and then it'll go to the lower leg, the knee, the hip, and the back.
Is part of the problem here that people wear flip-flops that are worn out?
Well, they're thin in the first place, Michelle, which is an issue, but it's the stability factor. You want something that's up against the bottom part of your foot that's going to fill in those gaps, so to speak, so that that foot can function as an effective shock absorber, okay? And what will happen with a flip-flop, if it's very thin or if it's very thick, it tends to disrupt that natural relationship that the foot should have with the ground.
Now, because the shoe is so open, is there also a danger that all kinds of nasty bacteria can easily get into that shoe and very close to the foot?
Well, again, that's a great, great observation. That's one of my concerns because there's no protection. The foot is exposed to all the pathogens or bacteria that a person will be exposed to on the ground. We see that particularly in Central Park. I had a patient a few years ago that developed one of the nastiest skin infections I've ever seen, required this person to be on antibiotics for almost 2 months. And the reason being was that this was a person that was wearing an exposed shoe. I think it was a sort of like a flip-flop. And, of course, there's also stub injuries, which means a person doesn't have that normal protection that they have when they wear a closed shoe. And people tend to develop fractures or bruises of the lesser toes as well because, again, there's no protection. This is things that we have seen here at our hospital.
One last quick question before I let you go. If you walk into a shoe store and you see dozens of flip-flops that you have to choose from, are all flip-flops created equal? Are you better off with certain kinds more than others, some that have thicker soles or soles that are actually more like athletic shoes, or are they all just dangerous to some degree?
Michelle, that's a very good question. I prefer a thicker one, obviously, because it's more rigid. And, of course, the rigidity gives a person a little bit more support, which means they have better capability for shock absorbing, you know. And people also ask this question, you know, I've been asked this question before. They say, well, you know, Rock, the caveman used to walk barefoot. And I said, yeah, but the problem is that the caveman only lived to 20 years old. I mean, people are living a lot longer lives these days. And you need to be able to protect your feet from an earlier onset because clearly the problems that you start now are only going to get progressively worse as a person ages.
Dr. Positano, thank you very, very much.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Have a wonderful day.
That was podiatrist Rock Positano. He's the director of the non-surgical foot and ankle service at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.